Here, what I want to share with you an idea that relates, of course, to our portion this week. The Torah begins by saying, Kedoshim Tehiyu. The Moshe needs to instruct the Jewish people that we need to be holy. And a lot of ink has been spilled trying to define what exactly was Moshe referring to. What behavior, what actions, what attitudes constitute Kedoshim Tehiyu. There's a Hasidic interpretation that I would like to share with you and actually frame it in the time of year that we find ourselves in currently. Hasidic interpretation says, Kedoshim Tehiyu is not describing behaviors that we need to emulate, but rather it's a promise, it's a future. Kedoshim Tehiyu, we shall be holy, ki kadoshim yeshem elokichem. That every single Jew, no matter what they have done in the past, no matter how they view themselves, has an ability to ultimately connect to the source of holiness, to leave their animalistic individual desires and drives, and elevate the behaviors, actions, outlooks, and view of themselves and the world around them. Kedoshim Tehiyu ultimately is describing a time where every single Jew realizes that they are here for a mission and for a purpose, irrelevant, irrespective of what they might have done in the past, what they might have said, not said, done and not done in Jewish life or in all walks of civil behaviors and actions. They have this ability to transform and become ultimate conduit of holiness that we are, in fact, being promised by God, Kedoshim Tehiyu, at some point in time in the future. And while we understand that, of course, this is a message in how we have to view the world around us, no matter what situation we might be in, it is also a calling for a future and a better time. No matter what our enemies, as we understand the context that we find ourselves in historically, no matter what challenges we have and the hostages have not been returned and Israel faces tremendous criticism from the world around it, nonetheless, we realize that Kedoshim Tehiyu, this is only temporary, but in the future, there'll be a time where the entire world will recognize the holiness and the greatness of God and Am Yisrael and the Jewish people. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote an incredible letter supporting Mishpat Tzavad Yisrael, a book that was written in either 1948 or 1949. And in it, in his introduction, he says, what an amazing opportunity that we have, finally, thousands of years later, for a Jew to be able to defend themselves. And while it's true, it's complicated, the laws of war, nonetheless, it is an opportunity. It's a merit. Perhaps it's a merit that we never wanted to have, but nonetheless, it is an honor to be able to defend the Jewish people, to have a sense of Jewish pride, a mission, and a nation. May we come at a time where all the entire world recognizes that all we want to do is connect to that source of holiness, which will ultimately lead to happiness. Those the people who strive for happiness that will not ever attain holiness. But if we can properly tap into, as God tells us, and it will happen at some point in time in the future, to the holiness of each and every one of ourselves individually, as a nation, and as a people, we truly will be able to bring holiness and happiness that a world desperately, desperately needs. Shabbat Shalom. Have a meaningful and reflective Yom HaZikaron and a celebratory Yom HaTzmaut. Shabbat Shalom.